we're expecting what we always got there, and probably even more so that, you know, I think I said it before that if you finish above the UCD, I think whoever does will have a fair shot of winning this competition, if that's what you like to call it. They've been together since we were in it before, and really, while they're young, and well, there's a few older lads, but lads that are in their early 20s have a hell of a lot of experience, you know, having played, maybe a lot of them have played 60 to 100 League of Ireland games to their credit, and are going well, and will take a bit of beating by anybody, including us.
You've had your injury problems over the course of the last week or so. You haven't actually played in about 11 days, Ollie, so I'm sure those that are fit and ready to go are very eager to get back on the pitch tonight.
Yeah, we've a couple of long-term injuries, unfortunately, that'll take its course, and you know it'll be a while before a few of the lads become available that way. With other lads that had little niggles, maybe the cancellation of the Galway game might have helped us that way, but unfortunately we picked up a couple in training, but that's the nature of it. I'm sure UCD have a couple as well. It's part and parcel of it. But look, we need everybody fit and everyone raring to go tonight and every Friday night in this league.
Listen, UCD lost last week. What's it going to take of to lose two on the bounce and Harps to take a one tonight, Ollie?
Yeah, well, Paul Hargitay went to watch them in Drogheda last week when our Galway game was pulled. You know, the rest of the group trained. I've seen them early on in the season as well. They play very good football. They've a lot of mobility, a lot of talented lads that, you know, will move on at some stage to the top clubs in the country. You know, if UCD don't get up themselves, and you know that basically they're the pick of the country. The likes of Georgie Kelly up there in Buncrana, you know, a Premier Division player without a doubt, along with several others, to put it that way to you, that a bit about them and are, you know, maybe further down the line in putting a team together, in the fact that they're together for a number of years, both in the League of Ireland and indeed in the Collingwood and in colleges. So they'll take a bit of shopping, not just by us. I think a lot of other teams will have difficulty, especially away from home in Belfast.
Just finally then, Ollie, if you're going to stop them tonight, what's it going to need? What's going to be needed, rather?
Look, we need to be at the top of our game, to put it that way to you, and possibly UCD not going, you know, at full tilt. You know, if that scenario happened, you have a chance of getting something out of it. But we need to play well here to have a chance of getting anything out of it. But look, you know, we're a couple of months into it now as regards pre-season, and that while it will take time, we need to pick up points somewhere along the line, and you know, no better place than here tonight should we play well enough.